WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're chasing after something that's always just out of reach? Like you put all this effort into a project, a relationship, or even just making it through the day, and then, bam. It doesn't turn out exactly how you envision. You know that feeling when your carefully crafted plans get derailed, leaving you frustrated and wondering what went wrong? Well, guess what? You are not alone. We are all susceptible to this trap of getting overly attached to outcomes and expectations. But here's the thing. Clinging on to those rigid ideas can actually sabotage our happiness and fulfillment in the long run. It's like trying to control a wild river, you'll only end up exhausted and soaked. So today, let's dive into some stoic principles that can help us loosen our grip on outcomes and expectations. Think of it as a mental fitness workout for your peace of mind. Ready to flex those stoic muscles? Let's get started. 5 key takeaways for letting go. First up, understand this. You can only control your actions, not the results. It's like that time you baked a cake, you followed the recipe perfectly, but the oven decided it wanted to be unpredictable and the cake came out slightly underdone. You didn't control the oven, but you could have controlled how you responded. Second, expectations are often rooted in fear. We worry about things not going our way because we're afraid of failure, disappointment, or even missing out on something amazing. But here's a radical idea. Embrace uncertainty. It's part of the adventure. When you let go of rigid expectations, you open yourself up to unexpected possibilities and experiences. Imagine that the universe has its own surprises in store for you. Third, practice gratitude for what is. Instead of dwelling on what you lack or haven't achieved yet, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life right now. A sunny day, a delicious cup of coffee, a loving friend, these little moments add up to a fulfilling life. Fourth, remember that failure is just feedback. It's not the end of the world. It's an opportunity to learn and grow. Think about some of your biggest failures. Chances are, they led to valuable lessons or even unexpected successes down the road. Every stumble can be a stepping stone to something greater. And finally, focus on living in the present moment. Dwelling on the past or worrying about the future robs you of the joy of the here and now. Practice mindfulness, engage your senses, appreciate the simple things, and savor each experience as it unfolds. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario that many of us face. Job interviews. You spend weeks preparing, researching the company, polishing your resume, and practicing your answers. It feels like everything is riding on this one moment. But what if things don't go as planned? What if you stumble over a question, or the interviewer seems uninterested? If we're overly attached to a specific outcome getting the job, it can lead to anxiety, disappointment, and even self-doubt. Instead, try shifting your focus. Approach the interview as an opportunity to learn and connect with people regardless of the outcome. Be genuinely interested in what the company has to offer, ask insightful questions, and showcase your skills and personality. Even if you don't get the job, consider it a valuable learning experience that can help you grow for future opportunities. So, let's recap. We've learned that focusing on our actions, letting go of rigid expectations, practicing gratitude, embracing feedback, and living in the present moment are key to navigating life's twists and turns with grace and resilience. Remember, it's not about achieving perfect outcomes, it's about cultivating inner peace and fulfillment along the way. Ready to put these principles into action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you tend to get overly attached to outcomes. Then, try applying one or two of the stoic strategies we discussed today. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Let's spread some stoic wisdom and help each other navigate life's challenges with a little more peace and purpose. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.